podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
You know, one of the things that I noticed, because we're out with some friends, like 10 or 12 of us that are around this table. And sure enough, one of the people at the table had one of those quirky little eating things where they were telling us they have to take, they have to eat 3 bites of each thing before they move on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. And then they take 3 bites of that. And then they have to take 3 bites of that. It's weird. And then maybe they'll take 3 sips of their beverage.
Slightly OCD, I think.
Do they ever commingle the bites?
No, they have if you have like a burger and fries and something else, they have to take 3 bites of burger, and then they'll have 3 french fries, and then they'll take 3 drinks of their beverage, then 3 bites of the burger. And it's funny, you know, over the years, I've seen people who have these very interesting eating quirks.
Yeah. My wife, Nicole, she's one of those who can't have anything touching on the plate. So there's got to be like almost like dividers.
She needs like those dividers. Yeah.
Like a lunch plate.
Thanksgiving must be hell for her.
Yes. Yes. Because there is seepage, and she won't eat the things that have cross contaminated then.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of stuff left on her plate that's like a little salad with mashed potatoes on it.
So she can eat the mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. She just can't eat the part that's been touching.
She won't eat the border, the great wall there in the middle.
Right.
Yep. She won't do it.
I get that. I have a weird quirk where I examine every single bite of food before I put it in my face.
One bite representative of each dish?
No, pretty much every bite. I'm like looking, you know, on the top, on the bottom, making sure there's no like bruises or bugs or weirdness or colors.
What are you eating?
Where are you going out to
even,
eat?
Like my living room, like my banana every morning. I won't eat the bruises. I examine it has to be pristine.
First producer that I had on this show 20 years ago, Leanne, and a lot of listeners who've been around for 20 years remember LA, Leanne. Her weird thing is that she had to smell everything before she ate it, no matter what it was.
I get it.
Emily brought in Thin Mint cookies today. So normally you just open up a package of that and you pop one in your mouth. Mm-hmm. But no, Leanne had to take, and she had to make sure that she smelled. And that was every single food had to be smelled.
I'm like that with pizza. Okay, tell me if this is weird or if this fits in. Like if I have 3 slices of pizza, which is far too many, I will leave the crust till the very end, okay? And then I open the crust up and lay them against my face and huff the crust. Because I think it smells so good.
But, like filleting.
But I won't eat it right away.
It's like nose to crust contact?
Yeah. Like an open baked potato.
Why do you do that?
Weird.
I don't know. I just huff the crust.
Like glue.
Yeah, it's so weird. So good, though.
Lines have lit up. We're going to go to the calls. But before we do, let me share this one that was sent on our Facebook page from David. He goes, Dom, my wife told me that when she was a kid, she had to not only eat just one food at a time, but she had to eat them in alphabetical order.
Whoa.
That's fantastic.
So if she had meatloaf, corn, broccoli, and bread, it would have to be bread, then broccoli, then corn, then the meatloaf.
She's like, oh, my zucchini's cold.
He writes, I'm just glad she grew out of that.
That's great.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, the strange quirks. Hello, Bethany. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you have for us?
If I'm having like a meal, I have to eat things in a certain order. So if I'm having like steak and eggs and, I don't know, potatoes, I'll eat the steak first, I'll eat the eggs, and I'll eat the potatoes for last. Like whatever I have last, I consider like my dessert, unless there's actually dessert. But I refuse to mix and match.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
There are a lot of people who do that whole no mix and match. They have to eat everything one thing at a time.
Right. That's a lot of flavor in your face, you know?
Yeah. I remember the first time I ever saw anybody do that was a friend of mine, and she actually would turn the plate also. I don't know if you're like this, Bethany, so that what she was eating was at 12 o'clock on her plate.
What?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
If you look at your plate like the face of a clock, she would eat whatever was at 12 o'clock, and then when she was done with all of that, she would rotate
the
plate. So that it was at 12.
It'd be better at 6.
Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I saw this, we were actually out at a restaurant, and the people at the tables on each side of us got captivated because I was just noticing it and brought it up. So we started talking about it, and all the people around us.
Mm, that girl's crazy.
Right. Like, what are you doing with her?
You better break up.
No, my mother-in-law brought it up first.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Maybe she was like aligning, you know, with like the, you know, the
her
axis
chakras?
Or
the
something, you
getting
know?
Getting her chakras
like
all
sundial.
Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So what's your weird quirk?
So I have this friend who is very similar to the last person. She won't let her food touch. And so much so that she'll get one of those, like, kitty plates with the separators.
Yeah.
And, like, she separates mashed potatoes and gravy and, like, sandwiches. Like, there's lunch meat in one spot, bread in another, cheese in another.
Oh, wait a minute. So wait, she won't put the sandwich together?
No.
Oh.
Wow. What? So she's just sitting there eating dry bread?
Right. Chopped up lettuce?
Let me ask you something. I mean, it's a friend. It's not you. But can she put gravy on mashed potatoes, or is that considered mixing foods?
That's mixing foods. She literally will eat the mashed potatoes and then get the spoon and kind of eat it like soup.
I'm not going to lie. That sounds good.
She's a purist.
So no peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You just eat a spoonful of peanut butter and then a spoonful of jelly and then take a bite of bread.
Yep, but they have to be two different spoons.
Oh, my God.
Your friend has issues.
It must take her forever to eat a meal.
Yeah, but you know what? Sarah, the truth of the matter is, you're talking about this. We have, at this moment, thousands of our listeners who are exactly the same way.
Your friend, in air quotes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I know a girl.
Sarah,
I need to be around there at Thanksgiving. That'd be weird.
Have a fun day, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Jeremy, you need to get your wife one of those kitty plates.
I know. Like, I'm going to go to an elementary school and steal them out of the cafeteria.
You can probably find them at the dollar store.
No.
Hello, Mary.
Hi.
So what's the weird quirk?
Well, I have a friend who, she'll go out and eat wings. Every time she eats wings, she'll dunk it in her ranch or blue cheese, what have you. But between each wing, she'll refuse to either clean her fingers or lick her fingers off. So by the end of however many wings she's had, she's dripping in sauce and ranch dressing.
That's where all the flavor is. That's flavor country right there.
She's got an itch in her eye.
It's all over. It's disgusting.
I'd lick her fingers. That's my weird quirk.
Mary, have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Appreciate it.
You going to finish that?
It takes all time.
No, I'm good. Don't want any wings.
You made our day. Thanks for calling.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.